Damn it. I love wedding. There's just an effervescent joy in the air as the bubbling chaos leaves scores of people milling around and a sensuous background just idling along. I run the serving staff for the catering company that's here today and tonight, and we were busy setting up, making sure every single thing was starched or gleaming, and I'm wandering around on an inspection tour as guests start to appear out of thin air, finding their way to the hotel's main reception room so they can be offered a flute of champagne as they come through the door. Things are only just starting to buzz as the tables begin to be set to the floor plan, fine white Irish linen draping over them, jasmine, lily, and pink rose centerpieces meticulously being placed. We're beginning to build the scene for tonight, and attention to detail is paramount. As I step to the edge of the room, beside one of the floor-to-ceiling windows that flooded this ballroom with soft morning light, I heard gentle, joyful laughter. Scanning the room, ensuring the tables are placed precisely, the laughter rings out again, and I look up, to see a splash of fire and jade across the room. A curvy redhead, late 20s I'm guessing, with beautiful long chestnut wavy hair reaching far down her back, wearing a dark jade green silk smooth little dress, simple and elegantly plain, styled to show off her curves and her legs, and those curves were in all the right fucking places. Chatting, I'm guessing, to a small circle of friends, shifting her weight from side to side as she crosses her standing foot in that sexy girlish way that we men all adore. She was just brightness, exuding a joyful calm and giggling. Her tight and expensive little silk dress, showing off the curve of her back, and she lazily shook her head, her curls waving as I noticed her ass. Jesus, it was nigh on perfect. Round and tight, curvy and perky, screaming out to be bitten gently. And as she took a sip of champagne, I busied myself, inspecting the table in front of me, just so I could keep glancing up and drinking her in, a familiar stirring as I began to gaze, a man's raw reaction to a gorgeous woman, happy to bask in her inner light, warm and sexy, happy to be herself, happy to smile. I shifted uncomfortably, glad that my pants were baggy enough to hide my excitement, as I grew thicker and thicker, the tip of me straining and warm against the band of my Calvins. This was now a situation, as it would simply not be acceptable to be caught unawares. Paragraph 4J of the company policy document states, "Please don't lust after the clients, clients' relatives, guests, other members of staff, the kitchen folk, the front desk hotties, the girl in the corner of the room, or the father of the bride, because that would be bad." So, I straightened my waistcoat, thought of a North Sea stormy night, all cold and foreboding, in order to quench myself, and set off to the kitchen back room, so I wouldn't be so, public. As an Englishman, transferred to an East Coast Delaware, I just seem to have drifted into this. My dry sense of humour, and my accent, and my easygoing manner, something of a novelty on this side of the pond. I wasn't complaining. Good money, organisational skills stretched, as every reception was different. And I loved meeting people, everyone fascinating for their own particular reasons. But getting caught with an erection at the start of setup? Discretion would probably be a better option there. But as I softly announced, "Excuse me, please, coming through," one of my troops, in a bustling rush as well, thinking I'd spoken for him to make his way, pushed through the gap, just as I had also done, sending me off balance for a moment, jostling into you, my big hands grabbing your hips as I tried not to fall over, but momentarily pressing into you, gripping hard to prevent me from falling. As I stepped aside, you turned your head sharply and glanced into my eyes, a little more than just mere surprise twinkling from you, as a mischievous smile warmly grew, becoming something of a wide, lascivious grin. You knew that I knew that you knew what you just felt digging through your little dress, and that sly grin played along your lips as you opened your mouth delicately as the words, "Oh my," remained unspoken, just hanging there nonetheless. "Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me, please," I offered. "That's quite all right. No harm done," she said, softly. I found myself blushing a little, as I also found those beautiful green eyes, and stepping away slightly, I watched them shine. Mottled green with rusty stains. They were just open and deep and utterly beguiling. A grace, a peace, a gentle composure simply oozed from her as she noticed the uniform and gently asked a question. "Guest or working?" "Working hard, I'm guessing." "Working, ma'am. I help run the kitchen." "Well, I'm sure you'll look after us all. It already feels like you're a safe pair of hands." That line was delivered with a lingering glance downwards, as my discomfort was still slightly visible, creating another playful smile, as she tilted her head, staring gently. At least this had turned into a bubble of a private moment, the attention of her friends now relaxed to other things, and small talk murmured again, since there was nothing to see here, move along. "You can rest assured. I will be doing everything in my power to make you all happy," I replied cheekily, knowing that the subtext was my way of letting her know that I was happy for her to keep my secret. At least I prayed she would. "I'm sure you will," you purred, as I turned and walked back to the kitchen, knowing her gaze was upon me all of that way, smiling broadly at the moment of chemistry that had just blossomed there randomly. This was not an uncommon thing at weddings, and that's one of the reasons why I loved them. Fervent hormones, settings on relaxed and calm, and random paths crossing. That's the quiet joy of drawing entire families together. She must be family. Maybe a bridesmaid, perhaps. I would have to look out for her later when the evening starts swinging into full force. Duties came and went as the plan for setting the reception evening rolled along, almost a militarily planned endeavor in force as bustling troops fulfilled their roles and the ballroom began to look the part. My redhead seemed to have disappeared as guests came and went, preparing for the nuptials, yet curious to see just how their evening was going to be staged, and seeming to approve. Smiles and warmth were the order of the day, as family strands were pulled together, faces not seen for years, catching up with events and history. Hugs and handshakes performed, as emotions calmed on this celebratory day. And then the guests started thinning as everyone began to retire to their rooms, preparing for the ceremony, buttoning and zipping into finery, choosing hats and cufflinks, shining shoes one last time, and breathing deeply in anticipation of things to come. We were well ahead of schedule. No slip-ups or terrible last-minute crises. Smooth execution coming to the fore, as I masterminded the last of the table placements and roved here and there, ensuring cutlery was placed perfectly, glasses positioned, napkins folded, I felt the calm before the storm, but I was satisfied that we were almost ready to go. As I surveyed my domain, I relaxed a little, knowing that it was going to be a good job. You could just feel the vibes already, everything coming together for a perfect moment of time, of union, and we were playing our part to the best of ourselves. Expensive, yes, but for a reason. We never left a detail untouched, and our book for the year was full. I smiled. This was going to be another job. Very well done. And then I felt a knuckle slowly reach out and run down my back behind me. "Hey, Mr. Englishman." And I turned and beamed at my redhead, recognizing that voice instantly, hearing the soft and delicate cadence of those three words just dripping with something almost indefinable. Those rusty green eyes, the tremble in my voice as I answered, the growl inside. "And what can I do for you, dear lady?" is all I could manage to offer. But she blushed, ever so slightly, ever so gently, but it was quite noticeable, and now I knew that she knew that I had noticed. We were now equal in letting ourselves be naked. I'd slipped before, and now she had too. "I think I have a problem," she softly murmured. "Can I help with that?" "I hope so." And time slowed just a little, as another bubble grew and grew, as two hungry people just felt comfortable enough to stand and smile, eyes locked and yet inquisitive. That jade silk dress just clung to her, every shiny curve covered and sculpted, every breath revealing, every second just slowly ticking, as she knew why she was there, right now. My eyes glinted, as yet again I read the subtext, and she was happy to let me do this. Head to one side, she relaxed again. "We're all out of olives. That cannot be a good thing. The little dishes are all empty. Let me see if we have any left. Follow me." And she did. A pretext, an obvious excuse, and we both knew it, and we both knew that this was a dance. As she followed me, gazed down, as I walked to the kitchen, innocently past the bustling and steaming chaos, through to the pantry, and then to the small room of jars and boxes, shelves groaning with such delights. She closed the door behind her. Fucking redheads. That pale tint of the skin, the freckles in unexpected places, the fire that burns deep inside. They say that blondes have more fun, brunettes will keep you happy, but redheads will always keep you guessing, and then decide whether or not to kill you. Beguiling doesn't even begin to label what redheads can do to me. I had always found myself weak around them, and here was another, and I shivered inside. As she languidly stepped towards me, those fucking eyes just knowing why I couldn't tear myself away from her. "I know it was an accident," she said. "But I haven't been able to shake it from my memory," she said again. I knew the soft tone of her voice was just merely a guide to what she was going to do. Confident and in control, she had simply chosen where she was going to decide to indulge. I waited as she stepped again and leaned forward to kiss me. Presence in that moment just redolent and dripping with anticipation, with lust, with the naked joy of just meeting another soul. You really should unwrap me. And those words hung heavy in the air. And we fucked. It wasn't elegant as she hitched up that green silk dress. But I slid inside her from behind as she grasped tightly those fucking shelves of jars and boxes. A little moment of desire, a bubble of notion, an instance of how decisions are made and decided. And when she yelped and moaned, when I threw my hips for the final time and guttered a sigh from the soul, as she stood there and took it, her beautiful skin tensing every time she clenched, my hands wreathed there with hers, gripping that shelf, just not wanting the world to end as we shared that moment of release and abandonment. And then she relaxed and turned to me, eyes shining. Those ridiculously green eyes, twinkling with rust, heaving and grinning, pulsing and dilated. So much can be said with just a glance. But she reached down and squeezed my cock, twisting, and then slowly reached up to me, before smearing what we had created over my face, my mouth, my lips. "You did good, Mr. Englishman," she whispered. She languidly folded herself into me, and hugged me tight, recognizing that this moment would forever be remembered. I strained and tightened every muscle as I hugged her back, wanting her to know just how deeply she had touched me, and the soft exhale I received was enough for me to know that she knew. Red-headed bridesmaids, they are the most dangerous weapons known to man. They really are. And then she broke, stepped back, and hitched her dress down. The confidence of a young woman deciding what and how she wanted, knowing the world and knowing how to accomplish it. Fuck, what's not to love? "See you later, Mr. Englishman." As she grabbed a jar of olives, and the door opened as one of my troops stood in the doorway, momentarily confused. She sashayed past her, shaking that jar, and said, "Sorry, hon, needed olives. We were all out." As she strode her way back to the throng, hips swinging, a little of myself inside her. What a fucking woman. Chloe, for that was the name of my little trooper. Her brow creased in confusion, stepped inside and reached for another couple of jars of olives. "They were all asking. Every time I do one of these things, I get amazed at their demands, the way it just floods out of them. As if I'm their slave," she was muttering. But grinning like a maniac, all I could do was merely add, "Remember, we just do what we can, because it's their special day. We're merely here to do their bidding." "I know. I just wish they were just a little grateful," said Chloe, as she grabbed three more jars of dried Greek olives and left. Busy bees we were, in preparation for tonight, and when the door closed, I let loose a breath. Holy fucking shit. Did that just happen? Did I just get fucked by a random stranger? Those freckles. And I sighed deeply, and then clicked into my professional mode. I had to, but I could still smell her, and that was going to be my guilty secret. The smell of sex, it's undeniable, and this time, I didn't fucking care if anyone was going to notice. She'd painted me, and I was going to wear it for her. that naughty, little, boisterous, red-headed bridesmaid. My thoughts as a man? Fuck yeah! Tonight's another night, and she will be there. So, vows were taken. Our final preparations were faultless, and the evening reception took off, joy abounding, as my army behaved effortlessly, my generals coping, and I ran around like a headless chicken, hither and thither, juggling and stamping out fires before they could even take hold, but ever looking out for a flash of red hair and a joyful tinkle of incandescent laughter. But it was just too busy. 400 eager people needing to be managed, responded to, dealt with, made to feel special. As coffee was served, I did manage to duck out and grab a smoke, just grab a few minutes to myself, reflecting on the concentrated chaos that we'd yet again managed to control. I'd known this was going to go well, and well it had gone. But then I heard the band strike up, signalling that the next phase was about to start, as meals were over, and relaxed good times were about to be had. Bride and groom must be on their way soon, as they would be introduced and set free to dance their first dance. I ground out my smoke as one of my generals approached and gave me a situation in the kitchen. Time to roll and do my thing. I smiled and took a deep breath. Back to it. I hear music in the background as I deal with dirty glassware and task a few troops to sort it out. A fanfare, maybe. It must be the first dance. And now someone needs security keys. God damn it. I weave my way through the lessening chaos. It's calming down now, as breaths are taken, drinks are drunk, and I really need another smoke. But I spy my redhead. There, in the fucking spotlight. Center of the dance floor. With her new husband. Hair up and sculpted, her beautiful eyes looking only in one place as two people danced, embracing the new life that they've just chosen and vowed to accept. So not a bridesmaid, I thought. I have to go deal with more issues, as late night problems come and go, and then get to have that smoke. And as I stand there in the gloaming, I hear a door open, and then I hear a voice. Hey, Mr. Englishman. And I turned and smiled. I guess congratulations should really be expressed, I said with a grin. Why, thank you, dear kind sir. And she reached out and squeezed my hand with a warm smile all of her own. We're soon going to be going off to Hawaii, but I wanted to come and thank you, all by myself. You and your guys, they just made today and tonight so easy and memorable. Everyone is just so happy right now. That's okay. It was my pleasure. We did good. We try hard, and I think we did good today. Yes. Yes, you did. And we are all thanking you. And then her eyes blinked, those beautiful green eyes twinkling. But for you, I wanted to thank you specially. I just married the love of my life. I've known that fucker since I was 5 years old, and I had the best wedding present I could possibly have. I stood there reciting my lines, and he didn't even know you were dripping out of me. You were the one last throw of the dice, and such a fucking throw it was. I don't blush easily, but hearing this just made me shiver, ever so slightly. So, Mr. Englishman, I'm about to disappear, and life will go on. She leaned forward, pressing herself to me, as I hugged her in surprise, and she kissed me so gently on the neck, lazily, warmly, and then stepped away, away into her new life. But I couldn't resist. I needed to know, as I called out softly as she left. "Hey, Little Red, what's your name?" She turned and smiled those eyes one last time. "Whatever you want to call me, Mr. Englishman, whatever you want." And then she closed that door, leaving me smiling.